Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Hello and welcome on this beautiful afternoon to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73. Today is Palm Sunday for the Byzantine Russians. Today's program has been paid for in its entirety by the Carpatho-Russian Society group member, Slavyany Folk Ensemble. Thank you, Slavyany, for your continued support.
Well, we have two very special guests in the studio today. We have Mr. John Righetti, National President, and Ms. Marianne Sivak, National Vice President of the Carpatho-Russian Society. Vitajte do nas! Jak se mate?
Dobre.
Dobre?
Hey.
John and Marianne just recently returned from a trip to the homeland, and they have lots of interesting information for us. So, first question I'm going to ask here, what is the current state of affairs concerning Russians in Eastern Europe today, and how do Russians presently feel about being Russian?
You know, I think we can both weigh in on this, but I'm very happy to tell both the American Russian community and the international European community that Russian ethnicity is not only alive and well, but really on the upswing in Eastern Europe. We were, I think, exceedingly encouraged by what we saw. And this trip was really a bridge-building trip between the Carpatho-Russian Society and other Russian groups there. And we only went to Poland and Slovakia, but had the luxury of meeting with the Russians from Hungary and Ukraine while we were there as well.
Great.
And I think we'll talk a little later in the program, but I think I can tell you that I came back so encouraged that in certain strains of life, particularly in Slovakia, Poland, to be Russian has become just a matter-of-fact part of life. Mm-hmm. Marianne, I don't know if you have anything you want to add.
Yes, we were really pleasantly surprised to see that for the first time since I've been going there, that the people over there are proud to say that they are Russian, which was not the case before.
Right.
And they are very excited about doing Russian schools, Russian language, and in their villages or in the cities, they are resurrecting their music and performances. New groups are coming up.
Did you guys happen to see any of the performances? Maybe Pulse or Dubrava, Kečera?
The Russians held a mashkalny ball, a masquerade ball pre-Lenten, and they had some of the traditional performances there. People that many of our people know, like Hanka Servitska, Anna Porachova, Maria Machoshkova, these are premier singers from the Russian territory in Slovakia, but they also brought a wonderful band excuse me, from the Tachovo area in Transcarpathia, mm-hmm. who performed. And that was pretty much the extent of what we got to see, because our purpose was mostly meetings. But we did actually even get to meet with some of these groups and talk with them about ways they can propagate Rusyn culture.
I guess you didn't win the car, right?
We did not win the car at the Mushkalny Ball, which was a good thing, because we didn't know how we'd ship it back here anyhow.
Well, you guys brought some new CDs for the program, and I listened to all of them, and they are very, very good. Today's program will be songs from these four CDs heard for the first time here in Pittsburgh and on the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. The first song comes from the Ruthenika CD, Hey Odorovsia Listok by Trio Magorovic.
Залетів до облачка, до мусу синього. Прилетів он облачком ку самої постелі, прилетів он облачком ку самої постелі, а пробудив мою милу з палапки матері. Позайтер доспала, пробудив он миленьку, позайтер доспала, бо листочок із литочку нашу любовь спаять. Ей, позира, дівчатко, з облачка вашого, ей, позира, дівчатко, з облачка вашого, а куди біж там милого, чека ти самого, а куди біж там милого, чека ти самого.
The Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the internet. Go to www.c-rs.org, left-hand column, click on the date of your choice. This program is the only Rusyn radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpatho Rusyn Society, but your support is also very much needed. Whether you're in Pittsburgh or you are in Pichne, you can also hear us streaming live here on WPIT AM 73. Just go to www.wpitam.com and click on the big button in the middle which says Listen Live.
Marianne, you grew up in communist Czechoslovakia, and how would you liken what Rusyns thought of themselves then and now, and how have you seen it change?
When I lived in Czechoslovakia, Rusyns as an ethnic minority were not allowed to exist. They were either, they had to be either called Slovak or Ukrainian. So most of the Rusyns accepted the identity of that of Slovak, because if they accepted that of Ukrainian, they feared that their children would have no future going to schools. After the fall of communism, at the beginning, people were very afraid to identify themselves as Rusyns, and that reflected in the census. But as the time progressed and the fear that the totalitarian regime will not return, they became more open and they began to return to their identity. And as such, we were very pleasantly surprised how proud they are now to be Rusyns. Mm-hmm.
So you've seen a distinct change since the fall of communism everywhere, like in culture,
yes,
and just the general living?
In culture, in the way they live far better now than they did before. They're very confident, and they're confident in the fact, like, we are here, that we are proud to be American, but we identify our ethnicity as Rusyn. And the same thing there, they're proud to be Slovak citizens, but they're proud to be Rusyns. And they identify as such.
Very good. Well, next is a song from the new Jakubianske Hory CD. And Marianne, you're from Jakubiany, right?
Yeah.
Well, you should be very proud, for this is a wonderful CD. Every song on it is just great. And is it true that you had something to do with this CD?
Well, I fell in love with their music. And I felt, because it was so unique and so original, that would really enrich Slovak republic, and not only Slovak, but the Rusins outside. So I suggested that they produce this CD, and all the songs are original, mm-hmm. that people spoke, sang for hundreds of years.
Just quickly, tell us, Marianne, where Jakubiany is for those listeners out there that might not know, might have a general idea but don't know. Give us a little geographic lesson.
Jakubiany is in the most western part of Spish County.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to a town called Stara Lubovnia.
Okay.
And it's like Jakubiany, Kamyunka, Jarabina, Litmanova. These are like sister villages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There.
When at the cultural center in the case, we have a headpiece that I saw for years and years, and I looked at it and I thought, well, that really is strange. But then when we got the CD, all the women that are on there have the exact, and I said, wow, so that came from Marianne. And so now I get to see them in full costume. It's wonderful. Well, we're going to then now enjoy Folklorni Subor Kechera with Nasvatoho Jana.
Už prišli chlopci. Ta poďme preskakovatý sobotko, bo smotie, aké už veľké ohnie. Bo hnes najdolšia noč, hnes švatoho Jána.
Talking about the St. John's Feast, we'll get into that a little later this summer. But the young lady you heard in the beginning, who was telling all the boys to come because all the boys are coming because the fire is lit, is Eva Faberova, which is Mary Ann's cousin. So as we were talking before, is everyone's related to everyone. So it's
Jakubiany.
There's other villages that are the same way, I'm sure. The CRS has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a large, immense variety of Rusyn items for sale, including a large selection of books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanke, wood carvings, religious items, imported embroideries, cookbooks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and much more. You can visit the website, www.c-rs.org, click on Sales, or you can call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. If you'd like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, just leave us your name, address, and phone number. Your business is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
Guys, what do you think about accomplishments in your recent visit to Rusyn organizations in Eastern Europe?
Well, the whole purpose of the trip, Jack, was for us to be able to one-on-one kind of interface with them as CRS to help define for them what the Carpathia-Rusyn Society is, what our mission is, and to find ways for us to work together with our brothers and sisters in Europe. And I think we found many things. One was that they didn't necessarily always have an accurate identification of us and what we do here. Mm-hmm. So they were really very excited to hear about the immense cultural compliments we have, about the new cultural center that we're developing in Munhall, and about our emphasis, our growing emphasis on education for youth. They were also just astounded to hear the sheer numbers of people that are involved with CRS today and the growth of our chapters. On their end, I think many of the things that we learned was, aside from what we've already told you, that Rusyn ethnicity is alive and well, that even in areas where, as we know, for instance, in Ukraine, there's no official government recognition of Rusyns, that there is a certain comfort level of being Rusyn in Transcarpathia, that the Rusyns there are pretty satisfied that things are moving along, albeit slowly, but moving along progressively towards the establishment of Rusyn culture. But I think one of the most astounding things, and Marianne can comment on this too, was I have to tell you how incredibly excited I was at the emphasis on youth now, particularly in Poland and Slovakia and these Rusyn language schools. Not to discount Ukraine, but now we're at the point now where in Slovakia and Poland, the government sponsors the Rusyn language schools. And in Ukraine, that doesn't happen. We, CRS, still have to do that, and we're going to hopefully continue to do that until the government takes that over. But I let Marianne talk a little bit about, we had the pleasure of visiting a Rusyn language school, elementary school, while we were there. And she had the opportunity to kind of converse with the kids and interface with them. So Marianne, maybe share some of the reflect on some of the thoughts of our visit to the school.
Okay. Well, there were two groups that we visited. The first one was elementary school, and we were very pleasantly surprised at the organization and how well the Rusyn language was received. And the second one was in Kamiunka, where we met with Matthew Karas, who is actually in charge of the Barvinok group, which you have a CD of. And he's a very young, enthusiastic gentleman who has a very bright future.
Great, great. Speaking of Barvinok, our next song comes from Zashpivat Barvinok. This is Jak išo ja z Debrecina. Nikomu, idi, idi, czorna góra do domu. Well, you know about our tour happening June 23rd to July 2nd. We only have 3 spots left, so if you want to go, get in touch with me. But I want to tell you about another tour that's going to be happening, the 2009 CRS Lemco Homeland Tour. This will be July 10th through 29th of 2009. Our good friend Nancy Rivak takes a group of Americans over to the Lemco regions. And if you're interested in this tour, please call or email Nancy Rivak. You can get a hold of her at area code 310-473-8522, or you can get a hold of Nancy Rivak via email at lemco-tour@c-rs.org. So again, that is the 2009 CRS Lemco Homeland Tour, July 10th through 29th. Give Nancy a call. She'd be glad to have you. Well, getting back to our guests here, John Righetti and Marianne Sivak, we thank you once again for coming. What work still needs to be done in Europe to grow the Rusyn community and culture?
Well, you know, there is still work to be done. First and foremost, I think, is the focus on youth and education. For your listeners, some of the things that have happened so quickly. One, know that we have now our own government-funded Rusyn Museum right on the main drag in Preshov and Hlavna Ulitsa, and there's a lot of youth involvement there. Two, we have the Institute of Rusyn Language and Literature at the University of Preshov, so students can now go to the university, study any curriculum pretty much they want, biology, economics, and parallel study Rusyn language and literature. We also have that at the Pedagogical Institute in Krakow in association with the university there, where university students. So from that perspective, that exists. What more has to happen is that we have to continue to develop programming, especially in Ukraine, for young people to be able to access Rusyn language and culture. The other thing that I think still needs to happen is we have to develop the economic linkages between our communities. As we talked, our people are so with it, if you will, now in Europe. They're like everybody else. They're invested in businesses. They're developing their businesses, but they could benefit from support from the American Rus community and even investment when the opportunity presents itself.
One of the other reasons why we went there, we wanted to evaluate whether the monies that were sent to our people over there, whether they were well spent.
Right.
And we were very pleased to see that yes, and they received recognition, and now they get government support as well.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen that the government is giving, at least in Slovakia and Poland, a little more and more so that Russians can function a lot better. Well, thank you for your answers. Well, we're going to have you back in just a couple seconds here. Next, we have, this is Pila Yapalinku, I Drank Booze, and Ishi Vudu Piti, and I Will Drink Again by my personal good friends. This is Hanka Porachova and Marka Machoshkova.
Pila Yapalinku, Ishi Vudu Piti. Pila Yapalinku, Ishi Vudu Piti. Стимарічко моє.
Well, something that we need to really, well, first of all, Marianne, we're here in America. We have the Cultural Center, and Marianne's the head of the committee. And for those of you who don't go to the Cultural Center a lot, if you came, if you haven't been here for a year, you would be amazed at the progress. She's done a wonderful job with the limited resources she has. Marianne, you're to be commended. And what else can the Russian American community do, John and Marianne?
Well, I think in relationship to Europe, we now have to kind of focus on youth education. So the schools in Ukraine, the Russian schools, and CRS has sponsored many of them for a long time, but they have grown by leaps and bounds. So when we started this program about 5 years ago, we sponsored about six or seven of those schools. There are now 40 Russian schools in Transcarpathia in Ukraine, and a waiting list of villages and children to get into them. So I think we need to kind of recommit our resources there. The other thing that we're going to need to do, and the National Board is talking about this, and we'll be talking to the membership about this, is to develop exchange programs and support programs for American Rusyn youth and European Rusyn youth to be able to go, for instance, to the University of Prešov, either for summer study or even for regular study, to study Rusyn culture, Rusyn history, Rusyn language in conjunction with their regular studies. So I would say to the greater Rusyn community here and worldwide, our focus now is going to be youth and education.
As we close with another song from the wonderful Yakubianske Hori CD, the song is called Yakubianske Dilka. We hope you have enjoyed today's program and our special guests, John and Marianne. We hope you found them interesting, because I sure did. Thank you so much, John and Marianne, for sharing your information with us.
Thank you.
And I think that we'd like to have either of you back or together again soon for more information, because there's so much information we need to get out to our listeners. And we thank you for listening today, and please be sure to join us again next week for a special Easter program here on the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
John, Marianne, my podiakujeme, že ste prišli ku nám dnes a dúmame, že budete prití v budúcnosti. No, kedykoľvek, no, majte sa krásne, šumné, s Bohom.
Ďakujeme.
My chceme ďakovať vám.
O, za málo.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любив наш днешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати на следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!